The art of saying no is an important one. No helps you establish clear boundaries to protect your time and energy. But saying no can be really hard. So in our conversation today, we're excited to dive into different ways to tactfully, firmly, and gracefully say no. Welcome back to Bamboo and Glass, a space where we share the underrepresented perspectives that shape our lifelong journey of learning and unlearning. I'm Pavan.
And I'm Sophia. We release new episodes every Sunday on every podcasting platform. We'll be sharing lots of actionable tips in this episode, so be sure to follow us on Instagram at Bamboo and Glass to see quotes from this episode that you can share with your friends.
Sophia, we've missed you on the podcast. Are you feeling a little bit better? Are you fully recovered yet?
I'm almost fully recovered, and I loved editing your solo episode. It was just, I always love your solo episodes. They're so contemplative. And I don't know, your voice is so soothing and meditative. It's a different vibe when it's just you. I love it.
Yeah, I think it's been funny. The solo episode was not planned at all. And it was like 2 days before we were supposed to put out a new episode. And it just happened to be a time where I was feeling particularly contemplative. So it was a really good and fun way for me to digest and process my thoughts. And I'm really glad that you enjoyed it.
Yes.
So this topic of saying no actually reminds me of the 2008 film Yes Man with Jim Carrey. Have you ever seen it?
I have not, but I know the concept.
Okay, so for people who don't know the idea of Yes Man, this person, Jim Carrey, basically his whole life has said no. And so he has a turning point and decides to say yes to everything after having said no his whole life. So I'm kind of curious to set the context. Would you say that you've historically been a yes woman or a no woman?
Definitely a yes woman. I was thinking about my time in college. So I use Google Calendar meticulously in college. So I can still go back in time and see who I had lunch with, what homework I was doing, what activity, what speech I was preparing for, what dance competition. So I've very much been a yes person, and I wish I had said no to many things in college.
I, growing up, was pretty discouraged from saying no because saying no would be closing a door of opportunity in my life or showing that I'm actually not grateful for whatever offer is being presented to me. And I think it comes from sort of the immigrant parent experience of like needing to be very thankful because they're probably more aware of like all the ways that it could have gone wrong if they didn't have that opportunity. So I feel like I've always been told to say yes and to be very grateful, which are very intertwined for me.
Yeah. What are some situations where it's been the hardest to say no?
Yeah. So for this question, I actually didn't think I had that much to say. And then I wrote a whole list of situations where it's really hard for me to say no. So one type of situation where it's really hard for me to say no is when I've made an initial commitment. So I've already said yes. And then I change my mind on the matter. A lighthearted example would be saying yes to grabbing lunch with someone, but then later realizing as the date gets closer that I actually don't really have capacity for it because I am now starting to think about how I need to commute over to lunch, how I have all these meetings running right before. Mm. But then I feel like I've already said yes. So in addition to it probably being hard to say no initially, it's now even harder to say no after the fact. So that was the first situation that I thought of. I wonder if you've been in similar situations.
Yes. And I want to let you know right now that if at any point you don't feel like you have the energy to record an episode or you want to put something out, I am totally open to it. I actually, from the other side, whenever a friend cancels, I've actually never, or, you know, cancels or asks to delay, I've never held it against them. I am never like, wow, this person is so disrespectful. I'm just like, oh, you know, it doesn't change my view of how much you care about me. I'm just like, oh, Tan's going through something, or like she's really stressed or really tired, and I'm probably not gonna have the best time anyways if you are feeling a little bit hesitant to come see me for lunch. So whoa. I've actually always been
you've always been like that?
Yeah,
you were very mature. I would have definitely held a grudge against someone for canceling on me. Yeah, I think that was a big learning and growth aspect in my life where I now have similar viewpoints as you and similar reasoning and reactions as you. But I think in a strange way, I still kind of hold myself to that standard that I had grown up with.
Wait, so why, what do you think when someone says no, when someone says yes to lunch and then says no later, what do you assume that means about them and what they think about you?
They're very, so this is, to clarify, I don't think this anymore, but okay. What I used to think is that they're very disorganized and that they were so willy-nilly with like saying yes to me. And so it's so quick for them to say no. And I don't usually think about, oh, there could be something going on in their life that they don't want to tell me about.
Wait, that's so funny because I feel like people assume I'm very extroverted and energetic, but I'm not. And there are so many times where I've just wanted to like cancel or delay something. But it has nothing to do, but it's not because I don't like you. It's just because I just don't have energy. And so I think like, I just assume that everyone has good intentions because I have good intentions.
Yeah. And I think that is very true. I think that is true that everyone has good intentions, but my brain was like, grr, I hold a vendetta against someone because I've oriented my day around this plan that we had set. And now you're like pulling out on me, which could potentially affect the plans that I had actually. For example, if the lunch was on the east side of LA and I, you know, decided to make plans all around that or go early to just avoid traffic and work in a cafe and pay for an expensive coffee. And then I find out that it got canceled on, then I would probably still feel bitter about it.
Yeah. That's funny. That actually relates to something or a type of situation where I find that it's hard to say no is if I think I'm going to cause trouble for other people, like at work, if something is really, truly not within my responsibility at all, I have no interest in doing it. I feel like I'm just being pushed around by people. If I feel like me saying no is going to make life harder for other people, it's still going to be hard for me to say no. Like, even if it's totally the other person's responsibility to find someone else, I still feel like, oh no, I'm going to cause trouble.
Yeah, I feel that. And I would say from what I know about you, that sounds pretty accurate to a situation that you'd find hard to say no to. Yes. A couple of other ones. These two are similar to each other, but the situations when I feel like I need to keep my options open. So I think about this with job opportunities, like maybe they're on different timelines and they're going at different paces. And if I need to give an answer to someone, I probably hesitate to say no until the very last minute because I want to keep my options open. And similarly, the no can feel like a fully closed door of opportunity. And so by saying no, what am I denying myself or missing out on? And had the luxury and the privilege to be able to experience those things. And so it's all on me that I'm saying no. Yeah. Which is a lot of pressure to put on yourself to predict what could possibly happen from the trajectory of saying yes and saying no.
Totally. Interesting. Okay, on the flip side, what has been a time when saying no was maybe a little bit scary, but ultimately very worthwhile?
Yeah, so this is actually a time that was one of the ones that I previously mentioned as being hard to say no to. It was when I was considering / I had already signed early on to work on a couple of shoots in March this year. I finally, I think like the 2 weeks leading up to them, I mustered up the courage to say no. And as a result, I ended up having a lot more time to dedicate to my own learnings and growth. So what that means is that the time, the 12 hours that I would have spent on set, I probably spent that at home, taking walks, journaling, exploring things on my own, and actually learning more about what kind of work I'd want to do, which has so far been diverging more and more away from set work. And so
I love that.
That was really great. And I think that feels really worthwhile because I was able to unexpectedly discover something about myself.
Totally. I love that. It's like an initial no opened up many yeses later on.
Mm-hmm. What about you?
Yes. For me, I'll give an example from work. There was a time when someone was asking me to take on a whole new category or type of responsibility. And Again, I didn't think it was very impactful work or very interesting work. And so I'm really glad that I said no right from the get-go so that people don't come to rely on me for it and feel more, quote unquote, let down later when I say no later. So I kind of just stopped it right from the beginning. And, you know, and that kind of relates to like, you know, because I stopped at the beginning, I didn't take on this responsibility and cause, quote unquote, cause trouble or cause work for people when I later wanted to ramp off.
Mm-hmm. I feel like our examples span a lot of different aspects of life, whether it's in the workplace, with friendships, with social aspects or family as well. And so I'm excited to see how these tips can apply to so many different aspects of our life. What is tip number one?
Tip number one is when you're introducing your no or conveying a no, instead of leading with, I think blank, you should lead with a common or a shared goal. So instead of saying, I think we shouldn't do this, or like, I think I'm going to not say, or like, I think I'm going to say no to this, you should say, since we're aiming to do this, or since we're optimizing for this, no is a better way to reach that goal, which is why I'm going to say no. And I think this is especially useful in the workplace or in like a collaborative setting, because then you're framing the no, you're sharing how the no is actually contributing to your group's goal. And saying no is not simply your opinion, like, oh, you don't want to do something. Saying no is actually, quote unquote, productive or helpful and in helping you move towards that goal. So again, starting the sentence with like, since we're aiming to do this, since we're optimizing for this, or like, since we're interested in this, or since we're wanting to do this, I think that this is a better way to achieve that.
Oh, may I ask for your advice right now on this tip? I'm curious how you would use it for like a social example, like the one I gave about canceling lunch. Is there a similar framing that you can do with the tip that you gave for a social setting like that?
With a social setting, you probably don't have a shared goal in the traditional sense, but maybe you can think of like a win-win. Like you might be able to offer an alternative that works similarly as well. For example, you're like, hey, or you can even like find a small fault with the current plan. It's like, oh, I'm sorry that like, oh, I might not, I'm sorry that I'm not going to be able to make it because of this, but you know, actually the traffic is really bad anyways. And I feel like we're both in a busy time and gearing up for something in our, you know, gearing up for something at work. Why don't we try this? Why don't we try meeting at a later time when the traffic's not as bad and when we both have more energy to meet up, right? So just kind of pointing out the flaws in the current plan and following up the no with like a better plan.
It reminds the other person of sort of like the why behind making that plan. So you're meeting up because you want to have a good time. And if, you know, you've been stuck in traffic and there has been a lot of issues or things going on in your life that are going to percolate into this hangout that probably would affect the type of hangout that you have. Similar to what you said about the things that you would assume or believe or choose to believe when someone cancels plans on you, which is a very mature way to go about it. So that totally makes sense. And I appreciate your reframing. I'm going to use that from now on. But speaking of reframing, we have tip number two, which is positive reframing. So instead of focusing on what you're not doing with by saying no, you can focus on what you are doing / getting. So for the canceling social plans idea, in exchange, you're probably getting more rest and prioritizing rest. And that can be something that motivates you to remind you and not gaslight yourself into believing that you are causing a lot of trouble by saying no.
That's a really good one. This framing is more aspirational. It's like I'm holding the door open and keeping the possibilities open for something better that might come along. It's very much kind of like that abundance mindset where it's like, you know, there's more that's coming, there's more I can look forward to. So this isn't the end. I'm not closing a door that's going to stay shut forever. The third tip is, instead of saying no, say yes if, and explain the path to a yes. So I'll give you an example at work. So let's just say that your manager is like, I want you to finish this task by the end of the day. And you're like, oh my gosh, that's not possible, right? From the manager's perspective, they might still need this task done by the end of the day. Maybe that deadline is not negotiable, but there are other things that are negotiable. And so what the manager wants to hear from you is not no, is yes, if you give me additional help, or like, yes, if it's all right with you that I deprioritize this. And so explaining the path to a yes makes the other person feel like you've given their request very serious consideration. And it also explains or conveys the support and resources that you might need to turn that into a yes.
Yes, I actually think tip number four is a similar yet different reframing of tip number three, which is kind of clarifying for yourself what's causing the hesitation for you to say no or give your answer. Is there more information that you need to make this decision and to feel good about that decision? What is the information you need? And I think something that we sometimes look over is we think about information as the facts of a situation in order to make the decision. But information can also look like knowing how, what kind of communication style you respond most to, or reframings. So for example, I have been more interested in human design. That's like kind of like a personality test type of thing that you could do, like astrology. And so through that, I've actually learned I am this type called a generator, in which I actually respond to options. So like being given option A and option B much more quickly than a blanket yes or no question sometimes. And so what I can do now is if I'm given a question where I don't know how to say yes or no yet, I can follow up and ask, well, what are my different options for saying yes or no? Like, what does yes actually mean? What does no actually mean? How can we reframe that? And even what are some alternatives by me saying no to whatever context or situation we're in? Which does lead us to number five, which is offering an alternative to make the no easier to accept.
So the reason that this is helpful is that if we revisit some of the reasons why it's hard to say no, it's like, oh my gosh, you know, saying no means I'm closing a door or letting someone down or making someone else's life really hard. If you're able to think of an alternative, that helps you feel like the no is worthwhile, and it reminds you of the value and the purpose of saying the no. And so I think offering an alternative has been really useful, you know, in that friend hangout situation we described, also in the work situations that we described.
So given these tips, I kind of want us to do a mini little workshop. We've been hosting a lot of workshops lately, but maybe it'd be nice for people to hear us actually put these, some of these tips into play. So I have a juicy scenario for us, Sophia.
Oh man, okay.
So I don't know if other people know this, but every episode recording we've ever done in our careers as podcasters, we've always uploaded them, you know, no matter what. So let's say there is a time where we say yes to having a guest on our podcast and we're like, oh, like, you know, vibe is fine and everything. No. And then we go into the episode recording and the vibe is just, you know, completely off, and it's making us maybe regret having said yes in the beginning. We end up after the conversation clarifying with one another, like, did that make you feel some type of way? Okay, like, that also made me feel some type of way. But then we've already gone into this episode recording and the expectation of the other party is for us to upload it. So how would we go about navigating the situation to potentially lead to saying, no, we're not going to publish this?
Okay, first of all, I think we already set ourselves up for success, because whenever we reach out to someone we want to interview, we always say like, oh, we're really excited to like share your story, right? And that's pretty flexible. There are a lot of ways to share their story. We can, you know, we don't have to upload an episode. We can share something on our Instagram page or reshare something of theirs. So I would just say we are so forward thinking, and we already gave ourselves an out there. So what I might say is, hey, we really love learning from you and getting to hear your story. Due to some challenges with like our schedule, I might just like keep it vague. I can't really think of something right now. Like due to blank, we would love to offer the, oh man, I'm like really thinking out loud here, but ultimately drive towards a different form of sharing their story. I can't think of the exact phrasing, but it would be like, then this kind of goes, you know, incorporates the first tip, which is like leading with a common goal. Like, mm-hmm. We still want to share your story. It kind of goes with the second tip of, instead of focusing on, we're not releasing the episode, it's like, we're actually doing something additional or like different mm-hmm. or something like unique, you know, exploring mm-hmm. a different type of collaboration. Mm-hmm. And then three, yes, if doesn't quite apply here. But tip four is like, what's causing the hesitation? I think we already figured that out among ourselves. And then mm-hmm. tip five, offering an alternative. Yeah, an alternative might be sharing an Instagram post, resharing something of theirs. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Co-host, what do you think?
Yeah, I just thought of this because this hasn't necessarily happened for us, because I think ultimately if there were a situation like that, we have always operated with the fact that, oh, it's not that much work for us to edit the episode and publish it. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, we've published a lot of content. And so what is, you know, one episode out of 170 plus? But I just imagine that that might be a situation that other podcasters go through, especially when there's no formal contract involved. And it's a lot more of a social stigma in the working relationship that you have with the guest. And if you've already said yes, I don't really know how I would have gracefully navigated saying no. Yeah. It did make me, this is kind of petty, but what you said about like finding a fault in the original plan to get to like the positive framing or common shared goal. I was like, you guess you could lie and say that the audio quality is just really not up to par, not up to standards.
Yeah, you can be like, you know, this is irreparable audio issues and we want you to show up as your best self. So mm-hmm. this is not going to meet your goal. You know?
Yeah. Is great. Exposing us too much. To be clear, we haven't done that. Also, we've been totally fine uploading subpar audio up until now.
Yeah.
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 If you go back, don't, please don't go back. But if you were to go
don't
back.
Don't encourage them to go
back. For our 2019 episodes, there are not very good audio quality.
Yeah, listen at your own risk, everyone.
Listen at your own risk. I hope you're not listening to it in the car where you have really nice speakers. But yeah, okay. I'm really glad that we got a chance to do this. I feel much more prepared for whatever podcasting situation we do get into.
LOL. I wanted to end with a recommendation for a really funny TikTok account. And this woman, her name is Laura, and her handle is LOEWHALEY. And she does this whole series about how do you professionally say blank. And so I just wanted to give you a couple examples because I think they're funny and kind of relevant. And so one of them is, how do you professionally say, I am not paid enough to do this? And she says, this falls outside of my current job description. But if the opportunity for role expansion becomes available, I would be happy reworking my contract to better align with these new responsibilities. Yeah, anyways, that's just the first example that I saw. But she has just these very tactful, hilarious corporate ways of saying no. So recommend a follow if you want a laugh and some mm-hmm. practical ideas.
Yeah, that also probably applies to outside of the corporate world too. How you navigate plans with friends, whether you RSVP to a wedding even, which is a really big event as well. There's just lots of situations where you would be surprised that a simple yes or no is actually kind of hard to navigate.
Yeah, mm-hmm. totally. We shared some five very useful tips. I just, even thinking about me a year ago, I had no idea that these were strategies I could use to say no more tactfully and gracefully. So we hope you all enjoyed these tips as well. We'll be sharing some of them on our Instagram page at Bamboo and Glass. So thank you again for following us. Thank you again for listening to this episode. We're on Instagram, we're on TikTok, so give us a follow if you want to see more from us. And thank you for tuning in, and we will chat with you next Sunday. Bye.